Case number 10,895, Danny and Roberta Veretti, north of Route 54, west of Lost Point Road, being Lot 18, Block F, Section B within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Danny Veretti, 36969, Lost Point Road, Shelbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
For granting me this time. I guess I have what seems to be a unique circumstance based on all the other ones that I had heard here. Recently, I had my house lifted 13 feet 3 inches in the air. I had a contractor come in. It was a house that I had built in 2003. I had it at that time about 3 foot above the floodplain elevation, I guess it was. And it met all the codes. I had a 6-foot set of steps on the side of the house, a fireplace. Everything went through just fine. And just recently in February, I had hired a contractor to come in, pick the house up, and he actually picked it up so that I could have a bigger garage. It was all about the garage to begin with. When he picked the house up and went up 13 feet, what we didn't realize is it changed everything on the outside. Now, the uniqueness about this thing is that I have a 50-foot lot. Now, on a 50-foot lot, the house is 30 foot wide or thereabout, just maybe a little bit shorter than that, which doesn't, when it was on the first floor, I only had to be 5 foot from the property line for a set of steps on either side. When we lifted it 13 feet and it became a second story, well, then that's where the problem became, it came in. Now it was required that I be 10 foot from the property line with a set of steps. Well, being that the house is already 30 foot wide on a 50 foot, no matter what kind of steps I was to put on the side of the house, I would have been in violation and I would have had a problem. Mm-hmm. Not only did we have a problem there, but on the opposite side of the house, I had a fireplace that sort of jutted out a little bit from my living room. And it appears that when it went to the second floor, became an issue. It wasn't when it was on the first floor, but when it became a second floor, then it had to be 10 foot from the property line. And I think I'm a little shy of that 10 foot. So all the situation was developed as a result of me going 13 feet in the air. And I guess the steps were put in, and it was really an afterthought. When we had built the house, originally it was supposed to be a deck, and it was supposed to replace the existing steps that I had on the one side of the house. After we got up there, we realized that we had no other way out of the house but one set of steps in the house, and if a fire broke out in the house, we wouldn't have had any way to get out. So we went ahead and had the contractor build a set of steps that were just the same size as the steps that were there when the house was at its first level. 6 foot wide. And on the other side, with the fireplace again, the problem became was I had a fireplace that was sitting 13 feet in the air, and it was not supported. And before, it had been supported on the foundation of the house. So what I did is instruct the contractor to go ahead and bring and support it and close it in and support the fireplace that's 13 feet in the air instead of just letting it hang up there. So we brought it down. When I did that, then that became an issue with the enclosed area. And it was mainly for the reason that we had that was to support the fireplace. So I do have a unique situation there on this 50-foot lot. The house was built in 2003, and that was we had a height restriction in Swan Keys at the time. And since then, we went to all the way to the Supreme Court, and which we won our case, and they took away the height restriction. That allowed me the flexibility to build the house up to where it is now. So that's where I am now. The front. Then the issue came up with the front setback that I was off. In 2003, when I had the house built, it was my understanding that I could, if I had the survey team actually survey 5 houses to the north of me and 5 houses to the south of me and try to figure out where they were in relationship to every in or out, then I could set my house so that it wouldn't look odd too far out or too far in. So that's what I did. And during that time, it ended up that I could be like 8.8 instead of the 10 from the front foot setback. So during this whole time that we've done this, the foundation has not changed. The footprint is exactly the way it was. The problems that arose was when I lifted the house to 13 feet, 3 inches, and that's basically the situation we have now. The neighbors on both sides of the house support me, and I have a lot of support from the community. I've made every effort to keep to make the house look exceptionally nice in the community, and so it's not going to alter the character of the community. In fact, the community is changing since the ruling of the height restriction 2 years ago, because we were having a lot of two-story and three-story houses built in there now. So I am staying within the character of the community. I have some photographs, some extra photographs that I'd like to present. Just to give you some idea where we're looking at on the side. I know you have some that the county had taken. And in those photographs, you'll see where the steps were in there and everything in 2003. When it was approved. I think the variance is necessary to enable me to go ahead and have to keep up the resale value of the house. I think it would be kind of difficult for me to sell the house without a set of steps on the side for emergency, because I'm sure that's going to come up. So there is a definite need for getting out of the house and having the set of steps on the side. The fireplace, I could have allowed the fireplace just to hang and suspend in the air, which I don't think would have been the thing to do. So when we enclosed it, again, I need to emphasize that we never changed the footprint. We actually had a contractor come in, pick the house straight up 13 feet 3 inches, frame it in, and set it back down again on the existing foundation. There was no foundation work. There was nothing done to the foundation. The only thing I had to do to get into compliance was my flood vents apparently were not up to today's codes, so I had to go out and buy some smart vents for the flood. And that was the only thing that we had done to the foundation to change it. But it's the same identical footprint that we had in 2003.
Which steps were added when you raised the house?
The steps on the south side of the house, there was a set of steps here. Let me give you a few more.
Where it says we need a 4.4 for the second floor deck.
So there were steps there before, but now you've enlarged them?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the steps were only enlarged because we had to go up to the second story. They were 6 foot. They were 6 foot wide when they were down at the lower level, when it was at level one. When I went up to the second level, they continued to stay 6 feet. They were still, they're still 6 foot.
It just can't encroach 5 foot anymore.
Because it's the second floor, right? Right.
Yeah.
Have to give us a picture with snow in it.
Well, you know, I knew it was coming, and that was the best picture I had. As you can see in that picture, the fireplace was supported on its own footer. We had to actually dig it out and put it in there. So it only seemed reasonable to go ahead and just support it some more and bring it back down to the foundation.
Mrs. Isaacs, what about the averaging?
An average was done, and it should be 8.8, but this survey says 8.5. That's about nearly 3/10 of a foot.
Now, I might want to say also that during that time in 2003 when I had the house built, because it was about the garage again, I had came to the county office building, and I stopped in, and I believe it was in the same building here, and I had brought a set of plans in of the house. And because I wanted that actual 20-foot depth in my garage, I had spoke to somebody in the planning and zoning office, and I thought it was, the young lady said that she was a... she was the chief engineer for that area or whatever, and I told her what I needed. I needed another 3 inches to make it an even 20 foot in the garage. And at that time, she had told me, well, that's no problem. She said, here, give it to me. She said, that's my area. I'll take care of it. And that was the end of the conversation I had. It wasn't until I talked to the director. He said, well, we didn't have any women engineers in there, so I don't know who I was talking to. Somebody had told me something. But anyway, that was a true story.
That is true.
So.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No questions.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received 18 letters
in favor. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10895. I think he had a sort of a unique situation. Reasonable request to stay in the same footprint. It's certainly not going to change the character of the neighborhood. To me, that was the only choice that he had. I move we approve.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,895. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.